I'm here in Tulla Library and I'm talking to Michael O'Reilly and his wife Mary. And you both met in Jacobs.
It was a love match, I'd say.
how many years ago now?
Well, we're married nearly 37 years. And we met a couple of years before that through the table tennis club in Jacobs.
Okay. So, Michael, there were three of your
Yeah, it was my grandfather, my father and my grandfather, and then on my mother's side, there was a grandfather who worked there, and then there was lots of aunts and uncles, cousins and all that had worked there, because they lived around the area.
Yeah. Now, what was your grandfather's name?
One was Joseph Skerritt.
Yeah.
And the other grandfather was Christy O'Reilly.
And they were both in Jacobs?
They were both in Jacobs, yeah.
How long ago?
Well, my grandfather, Christy O'Reilly, was, I think he died around 1927. And I'm not 100% about the mother's grandfather. Yeah. I think it could have been the 30s, or it might have been around the same time, you know.
But your grandfather was there, so, in 1916, the Rising.
He would have been there, yeah, he would have been, yeah.
And did you hear any stories being told about?
Well, the only thing there was a battalion in Jacobs, MacDonough, a fellow called MacDonough led the troops. But my grandfather, there was one of these things where one or two of his sons fought on one side and he fought on the other side. Grandfather Royally, like, you know.
He was firing on what side now?
One was kind of free stater. One or two of them, I'm not 100%, but I know one of them was for the treaty and one or two of them was against the treaty.
Oh, yeah. But this is long before now. This is 1916,
They were basically, it's not that I'm thinking wrong. It was 1922, around that period.
Yeah.
When they had their treaty and the anti-treaty battle,
yeah.
They lived in St. Michael's Hill, and the house they lived in, it was a shop, a royalty shop, but there was a house, it was a trigger house. I don't know whether you ever heard of, you go in one side and you come out the other, and then they had a half doors.
Yeah.
So, like...
It's fascinating. And then, did you know your grandfather?
No, unfortunately.
Or either of them?
No, I didn't because, as I say...
They died, in the 1960 or...
27. One died in 27 or so.
But, so what year then did you go in to...
I went into 1965.
And was that straight out of school? And
I had other little jobs around before I went into that. Yeah, I went into Jacobs.
Where did you live?
I lived in Rutland Avenue. That's Dolphin's Bar in Crumlin. And our family used to have the keys for a long time for Jacob's football pitch. And when I was younger, I used to help out when I was around 7 or 8. Used to go up to the ground and help the groundsman a bit, you know, and the ground.
So getting a job in Jacob's then was a kind of... something that was going to happen, was it? Or
well, possibly. I know when I applied at one age, 14, they said I was too young, and 15 when I applied, they said there was no jobs. But I got in eventually anyway, as my father was there.
And so your father was working at the time when you... What was your dad's first name?
Michael.
Michael as well.
Yeah.
And what was he doing?
Well, first he was doing working on the brakes, and then when I went in, he'd gone on to the cleaning staff. He used to go around cleaning stuff and that, you know. And he was involved with the football team as one of the committees during the early 50s. Mm. Jacobs, when they did very well, he was one of the people with a group of other men that he used to go up every year and be elected for to run the football team. And he'd often have me on the back of the bicycle, or me on the front of the bicycle, and my brother Christy, a couple of years old, would be on the back, and as well as that, he'd have the football gear going to match, and he'd have the cycle everywhere, you know.
Was this soccer?
Soccer, yeah.
And, okay, now, tell me, how long was that on the go inside in Jacobs?
It went on up to it went and then it came back. I think it went up to the 70s or so, and maybe slightly more. But now they were, they their football in years where they were involved with, they were one of the first in the 1920s or so to have be involved with the official League of Ireland, as it was called, or the Leinster Senior League. But there was a time in 1922, from what I remember, is that there was the three people that worked in Jacobs got on the international team to play against Wales. And one was became a comedian afterwards, a fellow called, man called Harvey, I believe. And his son was involved with the lottery when the force came out.
My goodness.
His name was Harvey.
Yeah. What was the name of the team? What was it called?
Well, they were called Jacobs. That was the name, football, Jacobs football team. And they played up in Rutland Avenue.
Yeah. And were they not called the Rednecks or something as well? Or?
They were the older team. They used to call them, nickname them, the Rednecks.
Where did it get its name from, Redneck?
Well, as I was telling you earlier on, is the carrying the big sacks of flour constantly on their neck. That's how they got the Reds. When the weekend, they'd have the Reds, so people started calling them the Rednecks.
And who were the... can you remember the team that you played with?
No, I didn't. I was playing, I was never good enough. It wasn't like my father.
Oh, you weren't picked at all?
No, I was. I was just used to go with my father to see all these matches years ago. But my father was a fairly nifty in his day, I believe, you know?
Yeah.
But I never made it now. Unfortunately, my older brother was much... would have been... if he got the chance, he would have been going somewhere, you know? But,
and your dad then... who were they playing against?
They would be playing against... well, there was a lot of old clubs there. Some of them are still... maybe James's Gate, maybe Shamrock Rovers or Patrick's. But the team in the 50s now, they would be playing the likes of top Shamrock Rovers in the Cup because they were in the Leinster Senior League. And, you know, and they had a few... Patrick's had a B team and Rovers had a B team. But they did... in an Leinster Cup match, they did beat Shamrock Rovers when they had the Callaghans in goal and the Paddy Colds in the midfield, and he had that top team, and Jacobs beat them 3-2 in one of the Leinster Cups, either a semi-final or one of them, one of the first round or something.
And who were the other members of the team, could you recall?
I might know a few. There was George Penny in goal. There was Johnny Fitzpatrick. There was Peter Carrick. There was, there used to be, Fran O'Reilly. There was Joe Ward, Johnny Keegan. There was a fella called Gazzard, he used to call him. And there's another fella called Hitler. His name was Cunningham. That was his name. And, I can't think of the rest of the team. I should have taken out of the team. But that was...
And who trained them?
They used to train up in Rutland Avenue. And then there was also... they had a good selection of the committee. There was a man called Johnny Temple who was in that old picture. And McNeil. And they used to go around getting the players, like, you know. There was another fellow called Wilson that played for the Leinster Senior League against the Lancashire League in a friendly international. Mm-hmm. And there was another fella, Doherty, and then there was Ginger O'Rourke came out later on. He used to play for Patrick's.
Yeah.
He worked in Jacobs. And who else was there?
But that was great. Tell me, did they all come from around the same area, or were they scattered around the city?
Most of them were scattered around, like, you know, and then there used to be another chap called Hutchinson. He came from Bohemians, and he died there a good few years ago. He was killed on the docks or something. Mm. But it was a great team, like, you know.
Yeah. Was it professional or was it amateur?
It was regarded as amateur because it was the Senior League, and then the next step up was the League of Ireland. But some of the League of Ireland teams, like Bohemians, were still amateurs. But Jacobs was but there was probably like a little thing down the boot or something. You know the sort of thing.